Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Our next guest went to prison but committed no crime. She did it for the A&E docuseries 60 Days In, which airs Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. She is also the eldest daughter of the greatest, the legendary Muhammad Ali. It is great to say hello to Maryam Ali. Maryam, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I am very excited about this interview. This is a fascinating show. 60 days in jail, essentially to help others stay out of jail. Tell us about it and tell us how you became involved in the show.
Well, I became involved in the show with a phone call. I got a phone call from the production company doing the show. And, you know, they said they heard about my work in South L.A. I guess they put in some calls to find someone who had a opinion about the criminal justice system, and when they told me about it, I almost dropped the phone because I thought it was fascinating, but it was, I thought, well, how are they going to do that? So I had 101 questions, so I agreed to do it like a crazy person.
Well, now, you couldn't tell your family. You had to just disappear for 60 days into jail. You really couldn't tell anybody. How difficult was that?
You know, it actually was better than telling them, because if I would have told them, they would have talked me out of it for sure. So I actually like that I didn't tell them. I only told a younger sister that lives with me, and, you know, she kind of trusts my judgment. She was a little nervous, but actually it was better not telling them. You know, with so many reality shows on the air, they figured it was a show. They figured, oh, you must be doing a show or something.
That's pretty good. You know what? But it works out. There's so much reality TV. All of a sudden, your whole family's thinking, eh, May May's going on Survivor. This is going to be fine, you know. They're not thinking that it's this type of show.
Yeah. You know, they tell you, and you know, with social media and everything,
right,
you're off for a while. They're thinking, where did you go? Where did you go?
What was the most difficult part of this? I mean, you were in jail. It's 60 days in.
See, there are a few hard parts. Booking was very difficult, the booking process, in the first 2 days in, because you really don't know, are these people going to just pounce on me for no reason,
right,
or, you know, you really don't know what to expect. You have to live with a group of people you don't know in a jail setting, and all you've seen are terrible jail prison movies your whole life. So that drives you crazy, the unknown of that. Once I got in, I didn't feel like I would get into any fights after I did an assessment of the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Then you wonder, okay, am I going to catch something in here? It was hard the first 2 weeks. I felt like I was suffocating because that jail didn't have a yard, so we literally didn't have fresh air. That was hard in terms of a claustrophobia feel.
Sure.
Very loud, a lot of, not that I don't, I have never used profanity, but it's like foul language all the time.
All over the
place. You
just
don't cut a break.
Sure.
You don't get a break when it comes to peace and quiet. So that was very hard.
What is the most important thing you want kids and teens to be able to take from this?
Man, I tell you, I would say I am going to teach the whole system as a whole, you know, not just as bad in jail. It's a system that gives you a stamp of having a hard time to find a job for the rest of your life. It can be psychologically damaging being in there, and it could change the way you think in your mind. And, you know, just how easy it is to get arrested and go to jail. I mean, especially in a place like Indiana, you know what I'm saying? I hear they have high incarceration rates there. But it's just an overall system you don't want to get caught up in. Yeah, I would like to kind of break down that system as a whole from this point on when I'm talking to at-risk kids. Not just Bubba might get you, you know? It's
sure.
Really more than that.
I watched an episode the other night, and like you said, just with the foul language and just the conditions, and you can feel it when you watch it, just what an awful, awful place it is. So it serves such a service to tell anybody this is a place you never, ever want to go.
No, you don't want to go, and you want to deal with your issues early. And I'll tell parents in general, if you're trying to seek help with drugs, or because most of the ladies had addictions, almost, you know, 95% of them that I was with, it was all addictions. You really wipe out your possibilities in life. It's hard to get off when you start young and you're on it for so many years. So there's a lot. I was really fascinated with the resources or lack thereof of substance abuse treatment in jail. I even went and studied on it when I got out because I really want to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are prototypes that work throughout the country, but all jails don't adopt those. And I, you know, jail reform and prison reform definitely has a long way to go.
Well, it's a fascinating topic, and this was fascinating to have you on because I have long been an admirer of your dad, and now with your work with this show, I'm an admirer of you as well. Again, you can check out Mariam in Jail on 60 Days In, Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on A&E. Mariam Ali, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Don't go to jail, anybody.
No,
stay
I'm going to try not to. Thanks to you, I'm not. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever thought about the ethics associated with parenting? Actually, there are three ethical principles required to raise children responsibly. Here's the philosophical science of it. First, you must teach your children a social ethic, how to get along with others, and most parents excel here. Next, an individual ethic, how to take care of themselves mentally and physically. Parents, they excel here too. The third area, well, most parents fall short when it comes to teaching their child why they're here. It's kind of like a roadmap that helps them find meaning in life. What's the cheap psychological trick? Mastering two out of three ethics is good, but it takes all three ethics to develop a love for living. Maybe you ought to ask your child, what do you want to do with your life? Maybe you ought to ask a little more often. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was an all-star as a player and a champion as a coach. At the height of his playing career, he was on the wrong end of a punch that shattered his face. He went on to coach the Houston Rockets to back-to-back titles in the mid-1990s.
The Houston Rockets are NBA champions.
So where is Rudy Tomjanovich now? Rudy left the Rockets in 2003 and coached the Lakers for part of the 2004-2005 season until he was diagnosed with bladder cancer. He then became a scout for the Lakers. Plus, he was the focus of a book called The Punch, written about that infamous punching incident.
1970, Kermit Washington punches Rocket Rudy T. Facial reconstruction needed.
That's one moment Rudy T. wishes never happened. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.